Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through Ecclesiastes. If these have been helpful, please share them with another person, and you can always let us know if we're hitting the mark and or if we're off the mark. I'm happy to hear from you in both ways. Love that conversation we can have together. We're preparing for the midterm elections. I know that many of you are determining who you're going to vote for. I'm never going to tell you who to vote for. I will always encourage you to vote. As you pray, this week we're looking at 7 qualities to look for in a leader. Here are things you need to be praying about as you cast your vote between you and God at your place where you cast your ballot. The virtue number 6 is hope. Hope. Ecclesiastes 10:15, the toil of a fool wearies him, for he does not know the way to the city. The toil of a fool wearies him because he doesn't even know the way to the city. Leaders should inspire us and encourage us about a better tomorrow. They should provide vision and hope, a confidence of where we're heading. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave, said candidate Ronald Reagan as he candidated during a time of national malaise. Some of you remember that. Solomon explained the lack of vision and the hope and hope. He said it's wearisome in this passage. He said the fool exhausts himself because he didn't know what direction to take. A leader with no direction, with no vision, exhausts all those around him or her. We need leaders with vision and hope. Hope is not merely wishing something would happen. Dan Taylor and Mark McCloskey write that hope is a reasonable expectation based on past experience. It is reasonable to hope that America continues to be a country that stands for justice because America has acted justly in the past, not perfectly, but justly. Hope is not just a plan or a recitation of policies. Hope is not just an inspirational speech. We must ask the important question, what have the candidates done in the past to be able to talk about hope today? So when Martin Luther King Jr. packed the National Mall in Washington, D.C. and gave his I Have a Dream speech, that was a speech about hope. The hope he shared meant something because of what he had already accomplished. Hope is a reasonable expectation of where a leader can lead us based on where he or she has led others in the past. And we need mature leaders, experienced leaders with proven experience to take us forward with hope. Father, give us those mature men and women with proven past to lead us into the future. We need leaders who know the way to the city. Provide us with those who give vision and hope. Most of all, help us as those transformed by Jesus to demonstrate that freedom is found in the hope of Jesus. The hope of Jesus, now that's real hope. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.